Shalom, everybody. This is Ellie G, your Hebrew teacher. Oh, before we're going to start, I would like to invite you all to Awesome Hebrew Learners on Facebook. And this month is a special one. You know why? Because this is the month of my birthday, and I'm the founder of Awesome Hebrew Learners, and I'm also a Hebrew teacher, which means that I'm going to give you some special gifts for my birthday. Yes, this is how good of a person I am. So join Awesome Hebrew Learners, fill in all the questions. If you're not going to answer them, I cannot approve you to join our special closed group. You guys, this lesson is going to be special. I'm going to elevate this time's episode and teach you some construct states. It means two words that can stand of their own. For example, birthday. Birth is a word that can stand of its own, right? And then the second word, day. It's also a word that exists and we can use it. But when we add them together, birthday, we get a third meaning. With the compound of these two words, we are getting a construct state, two words that are glued together and create a third meaning, not just birth and a day, a birthday. Okay, so this is a construct state. Another example for a construct state is going to be coffee shop. We have the word coffee, we have the word shop. All together, they're creating a coffee shop, right? A place where you drink coffee, you eat breakfast, and so on. Why am I explaining about a construct state today? Because I'm going to teach you a bunch of construct states that are related to a vocabulary of birthday, okay? If at any point you feel that they're too much for you, you have two options. You can, one, just memorize them. You don't have to understand them. Just memorize them. And two, you can drop them and just learn the vocabulary that is not a compound of two words. So I'm starting with birthday. Yom huledet. Yom huledet. Birthday. If I want to say my birthday, I'm going to say Yom ha-huledet sheli. Yom ha-huledet sheli. What is this ha on the second word? Yom huledet. Yom ha-huledet. Ha is preposition the. So if I want to say the on a construct state, I'm adding ha on the second word. I am not going to say hayom huledet. I'm going to say yom ha huledet. And if I want to say my, I'm adding the word sheli. Yom ha huledet sheli. Our thinking pattern will be the birthday of mine. Next word. Party. Mesiba. Mesiba. If I want to say a birthday party, I'm going to create the next compound. Mesibat yom huledet. So I'm adding the word mesiba, party, to the construct state yom huledet. But there is one change. Mesiba ends with the vowel a. When I'm adding the word mesiba to the compound birthday, and I want to say a party of a birthday, then the word mesiba and the vowel a is going to become t. Mesibat. Mesibat. Yom huledet. Mesibat yom huledet. So again, when I want to create a compound of a few words, two or three words, that are going to create altogether a third meaning, a construct state, and the first word ends with a, I'm going to add t to the end. Messiba is going to turn into messibat, a party of. Messibat yom huledet, a birthday party. Great! And if I want to say my birthday party, messibat yom ha-huledet sheli. Messibat yom ha-huledet sheli. So let's say I want to translate my birthday party is on Sunday. Messibat yom ha-huledet sheli be-yom rishon. Yom rishon means Sunday. Okay, that's great. I can also just name the month. Messibat yom ha-huledet sheli be-april. My birthday is on April. Okay, let's move on to what is tasty. A cake. Uga. And in plural, ugot. If I want to say a birthday cake, ugat yom huledet. So again, we can see the word uga ends with a. So if I want to say a cake of and attach it to the word birthday, a cake of birthday, I'm going to add t. Ugat yom huledet, a birthday cake. My birthday cake, ugat yom ha-huledet sheli. Ugat yom ha-huledet sheli, yafa. My birthday cake is beautiful. Ugat yom ha-huledet sheli, ktana. My birthday cake is small. Ugat yom ha-huledet sheli, yekara. My birthday cake is expensive. And now to what is really important in birthdays. A present. Matana. Presents. Matanot. Matana. Matanot. I've got a present. Kibalti. Matana. A birthday present. Matanat. Yom. Huledet. So again, we can see that a word that ends with a, matana, and I want to say a present of. So I add t, matanat yom huledet, a birthday present. And if I want to say my birthday present, matanat yom ha-huledet sheli. Matanat yom ha-huledet sheli. My birthday present. My birthday present is big. Matanat yom ha-huledet sheli gdola. My birthday present is beautiful. Matanat yom ha-huledet sheli yafa. I've got a present. Kibalti matana. I've got a lot of presents. Kibalti harbe matanot. Now, I'm not sure if you knew it, but the month that we're all using, right? April, May, June, these are not Hebrew months. Meaning, we do have our own months, but for the sake of good order, we are using the month that everyone are using, the Gregorian months. So now I'm going to start with the Hebrew months, and then I'm going to move on to how we pronounce the non-Hebrew months in Hebrew. Okay, let's start. So, the Hebrew months. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. Yeah, just for fun. Of course, you don't have to remember them. And now how we pronounce the non-Hebrew months. Januar, Februar, März, April, Mai, Juni, Juli, August, September, October, November, December. That's it, you guys. So let's summarize. Yom ha-huledet sheli be-April. My birthday is on April. And you guys again are invited to join Awesome Hebrew Learners and enjoy all the gifts that I'm going to give on my birthday. And also you can come and say Mazal Tov, congratulations. Yes, you do not pronounce it as Mazel Tov. No, you pronounce it Mazal Tov. Mazal is luck or fortune. Tov is good. So, Mazal Tov. Toda raba. See you on Awesome Hebrew Learners.